This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
It's time for Round the Boards, updates from Dunedin City Community Boards on ORFM Dunedin's awesome morning show.
And on today's edition of our Round the Board segment, we welcome Saddle Hill Community Board. Joining us in the studio, Viani Santagati and Barry McLennan. Kia ora, nice to have both of you with us. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, good. Yeah, good morning to you.
Yeah, kia ora, morning.
We haven't spoken with Saddle Hill Community Board for a number of years on this segment, so welcome back. I'm really pleased that the board has elected to share a little bit about what's going on in board life with our listeners here on ORFM. Let's find out a little bit about you guys. Barry, tell us about you and why you've put yourself up for the board.
Well, why I put myself up for the board was a desperate plea from Scott Weatherall on social media, yeah. Because three of the members were leaving and they didn't have anyone apply for the position or put their name forward. And I thought, well, a bit of a think about it. I didn't have much time because it was about 2 days before the nominations closed. And I thought, oh, it's about time I started doing something for my local community, because previously, if I had a good think about it, I hadn't really done much for my community.
Scott must have seen something in you, Barry, you reckon? I mean, this is the thing about community boards, right? It's people who care about what's going on in their local communities, in their spaces. They might not consider themselves to be experts across everything, but you like where you live and you care about it, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we've lived there for quite a number of years now. And we do love the location and the whole area of Saddle Hill. It's great living under the saddle.
Yeah.
Great place to live.
Viani, what about you?
Oh, well, this election I was just following on from a failed attempt last election. So I thought, well, I was under the impression like there were six people leaving. Oh, I'll have a better chance this election. So finally I got on. So, and yeah, I've been in the area for like 30 to 40 years, you know, raised the family there, and I just like to help the community.
Yeah. Yeah. And the board's stuck into its business already? You've had a meeting this year already?
No, our first one's actually tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
We had one late last year. Have an earlier one?
Yeah, no, we've had one. We had one in the art gallery. So no, this will be our second one this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
And of course, I suppose one of the things about the part of Dunedin that's kind of within your catchment is there's those beautiful beaches. You've got Brighton and so forth. We've had something of a mixed summer, but we have had a very successful day out there on the Brighton Domain again. Did you happen to get along to that?
We all got along. We had a tent there so we could talk to our locals and get some ideas. The weather played the game. It was a bit overcast in the morning and it turned out being very nice. I've spoken to Scott about it and he said it's generally a fantastic day. They had over 2,500 people attend. It was a really successful day. It's been well run for over 20 years now,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
The gala day, mostly run by the Weatherals and their helpers. So, yeah,
so a nice opportunity for the board to sort of be out there in a public setting and encourage people to come and have a chat. What kind of things do people want to talk about on the day?
Oh, generally like roading.
Roading.
And yeah, like we've got residents who live up McMaster Road. They'd like to see some work done on some sealing done on that. And because it is a access road, if the flooding at the bottom of Creamy Road blocks off access to Brighton and Tarrymouth, you all have to go up McMaster Road, which is not sealed, rutted, and it had been on the sealing schedule for DCC, but was taken off it. So, you know, residents would like to see that sealed.
Gosh, roading right across the nation is a big issue, isn't it? But it raises an important aspect of what the board is able to do, is that you're there as advocates for the community, the things that they want to elevated to that conversation, and you can be that connection with the council, right?
Yeah, just draw attention to the council, what the community is talking about to us. Yeah.
Yeah. Freedom camping, that come up at all?
Oh, I'm a great advocate for it. I sort of live by Braids Hill Car Park, which at times there's a signage there saying two vehicles only. We've had days where there's been 13 vehicles there. So definitely there's been a increase in the number of Freedom campers, and we're at the moment we've had the DCC out for a meeting at the Braids Hill, especially for new signage, because, I mean, if the campers come in at night time, you've already got two campers parked in front of the signs. They don't see the signs, they just keep parking there. So we've had meetings with the DCC, and as I say, Scott and myself have been sending continual complaints to DCC about the main problem with the Braids Hill car park is that there's no toilets there, whereas in your Ocean View and Brighton one, there's toilets people can use. So, you know, they're out there in the bush.
Yeah, this is an issue that's come across multiple community boards over the years, isn't it? And this is where we find ourselves trying to strike this balance between welcoming people to the city and being able to have the resources that can kind of cope with all of that. And I guess the people who are living in those communities are the ones who are going to be most concerned about it.
Yeah.
So you continue to advocate continue to raise the voice for the in front with the DCC?
Yeah, the DCC have been out and we've discussed it on site. And they're going to try and improve the signage just to make it a little bit clear. At the moment, there's a couple of quite small signs down there, quite low, only about chest height, and pretty hard to see. If there's two campers already there, they block the signs. And there's vegetation sometimes does. So clear signage for a start, that'll be a good help.
Good to see some movement on the topic. Something that no doubt your citizens won't be all that happy about is New Zealand Post removing its service from the Brighton shop. What kind of impacts do you think that might have?
That's going to be actually quite an impact, because you've got quite a few people who just travel by bus, so it's a bit of an effort. The buses aren't that regular, and they do a bypass round Abbotsford before they get to Green Island, so it's actually quite a long bus ride to get from Brighton to Green Island. And, you know, so it's been, you know, be quite an impact. And it's as well where everybody would go to pick up their parcels if they're not delivered. So, you know, it'll be a good loss, a big loss.
And that's probably not something that you're going to have a lot of impact on, that kind of decision with an entity like New Zealand Post. But do you still give it a go? Do you still advocate on behalf of the citizens when it comes to that kind of issue?
Well, since it's happened, this will be our first meeting since it's happened, so we probably should bring it up. I don't, as you say, we don't know how we could affect that. So all we could do is add our voice. There were reporters sort of asking for our responses, but I don't think anyone's got in contact with us, so we probably could be more proactive and contact the paper.
Yeah, well, voices all over the country expressing their concerns around that at the moment, right, aren't there? Yeah. I mean, these are the kind of things that really do significantly impact people, and perhaps when bigger decisions are made higher up the chain, a little bit down lower on the chain don't perhaps get their voices heard.
It is, because it's the more disadvantaged people that get affected by it, people that don't have cars and people that are older. You know, if you want to try and make some money selling, you know, sending a few parcels, then you have to go all the way into Green Island on a bus.
Now, community boards also have an opportunity to give a little bit of something back to their communities, and I understand that Saddle Hill Community Board has helped the Brighton Surf Club out.
Yes, they needed a new ATV for their club. It's quite a dual purpose ATV by all accounts. It's set up with all the rescue emergency gear, and it's actually they've actually used it a couple of times on roads close to the surf club where there's been road accidents. So it's a pretty important part of their equipment. So yes, they came to us with a plea for some money, and we managed to dig into the coffers and give them $2,500 for that. So
great stuff. Brighton Surf Club do a great job too, and they're often the beneficiaries of the Brighton Gala Day too, aren't they, when the community backs them offering a few donations. Anything else going on in the Saddle Hill Community Board business that you want to raise with us today?
I think there's something quite exciting sort of in the wind, and that's the possibility of extending the Otago Rails, the trail, Otago Trails, that finishes at Waihola at the moment, the possibility that perhaps instead of, or alternatively to going out Outram Way, or as well as going out Outram Way to link up with Whingatui, that they actually goes through Henley and through the Millennial Track, which is now a walkway from Henley to Tyree Mouth or vice versa, and then along the coast to Green Island and hook up with the new Tunnels Trust line that will eventually go from where it finishes now in Whingatui through to the central Dunedin. And that's early stages, but quite excited about that prospect.
Yeah, there's been some development over the last few years on all of this and the decision making around it. You know, it's complex. There's permissions involved. There's quite a process, isn't there? But around the lower south now, we're getting quite a number of great walkways and shared cycleways going that that can connect. And I suppose that's part of what you want to do. You want to see people be able to enjoy the environment in a way that treats it respectfully and all that. And as community boards, you can advocate for the things that that you want to see happen there. Well, and just in general, with your community board meetings, there I take it, as with other community boards, public elements to it. Do people, if they want to raise an issue, they get an opportunity to speak directly to the board about it? How do they go about that?
I think they just contact the board. Like for this, we're having a meeting tomorrow. And we've got Simon, who's going to speak to us about the bike trail.
Yep.
And another, so we've got two people. You just have to really contact the board, so probably through the DCC, and we'll just arrange and they give a little 5-minute talk before our meeting. So our meeting tomorrow is at the Brighton Surf Club. So we have a meeting, some meetings in town, some meetings at the Brighton Surf Club, and perhaps we may have one in Fairfield as well.
Right.
So we get to all the areas.
Okay. Yeah, because you cover quite a big area, don't you? The Saddle Hill Community Board catchment's quite large and, you know, almost a series of different communities within it as well. Yep. Great to talk with both of you this morning. Thanks for coming and look forward to future conversations. Don't forget that, you know these are the connection between the communities and the Dunedin City Council. If you've got an important issue you want to raise, roading we've heard is one of them already, no surprise there. But other things that might be going on, perhaps a bit of tidy up needs to happen here and there. Those are the kind of things that you can talk to your community board about, and they can have a chat about it at the meetings, perhaps if it's right for them, advocate on your behalf of the Dunedin City Council. And as we've heard also, they can give a little bit of back, as we've seen with the good folks at the Brighton Surf Club being the recipients of $2,500 for the purchase of their utility vehicle. Barry and Vianney, thanks for joining us here for this first edition of Round the Boards with Saddle Hill Community Board. We look forward to a future conversation with you a little bit further down the track.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff.
That was Round the Boards, updates from Dunedin City Community Boards on ORFM, Dunedin's awesome morning show. For more information about Dunedin's 6 community boards and contact details, visit the Dunedin City Council website, dunedin.govt.nz, or phone 477 4000.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.